What I thought we'd do this evening for Tiffany's memorial service is I'd like to focus on what we know from Scripture. Not what we think, but what we know. And it's my desire that through this message, the Master would see fit to provide comfort. I'd like to read from one of the great texts, great chapters in the Word of God, and it's the book of Romans chapter 8. And some great truths are revealed in Romans chapter 8. But the first one that I want to look at, I just want to look at a couple here. I'm not going to be real long. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. That's the opening of the chapter. The opening of the chapter says no condemnation. The ending of the chapter says no separation. No condemnation. Then it says no separation. Condemnation is to be under a damnatory sentence. If you'd like to look it up, that's exactly what it means. To be under a damnatory sentence. Of course, we were born in sin. And one thing every one of us has in common is that we're all sinners. We've all transgressed God's law. Therefore, we live under condemnation. That's bad news. Would you not agree? Be bad news to live under a damnatory sentence. But the good news in the text, there is a place where there's no condemnation. And Romans chapter 8 and the verse 1 tells us where that place is at. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That's a glorious thing to think about, is it not? You're either in Christ or you're outside of Christ. And the most important thing in the world is being in Christ. You have to ask yourself, how do you get in? What's the access into Christ? Well, it's a faith access. You get in by faith. You get in by believing. And once you're in, then there's no condemnation. That's how you get in Christ. It's through the faith access. Confusing to a lot of folks, but the Lord chose in His ministry to save a man in one of the most focal points in all of history. It's 2,000 years ago whenever Jesus died on Calvary. He was crucified amongst two thieves. Both men were sinners. Both men mocked Him in the beginning while He was there. But, beloved, a drastic change happened in one of them. A drastic change. The Holy Spirit spoke to one of them's heart. And he began to realize that he was about to go out into eternity and he was under condemnation. Y'all remember what he did. He looked over at Jesus and he said, "Lord, I want you to remember me when you come into your kingdom." He realized Jesus was a king. He realized Jesus had a kingdom. He realized he was about to go into eternity. He also realized he wasn't ready. And he realized that this man on this middle cross was the key to going. What did he do? What could he do? He could call. The Scripture says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what he did. He called. He trusted. What of his sin? Jesus paid for. Jesus paid the price in full. Tetelestia means paid in full. Doesn't pay the price in half. We don't sing Jesus paid it half. We sing Jesus paid it all. Well, that thief was saved that day. What if his sin, Jesus paid for it? What if righteousness, Jesus give him his? It takes 100% righteousness to go to heaven. That leaves everybody in this congregation out, doesn't it? None of us is 100% righteous. But the only way you can have 100% righteousness is by trusting Jesus, and he gives you his. We often say there's only been one perfect man. That is so. And that perfect man is Jesus. And when you trust him as your Savior, he gives you his righteousness. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first." This is first in priority. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. To have his kingdom, you must have his righteousness. So we know it's the first thing we know. We don't think. The first thing we know at this service that there's no damnatory sentence. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This we know. Number two, we know there's no separation. Isn't that a glorious thing not to be under condemnation? Isn't that a glorious thing to know that you're not under a damnatory sentence? That Jesus paid it all. Isn't that a glorious thing? We know that. We also know that there's no separation. When you're not under condemnation in Christ Jesus, there's also no separation from Christ Jesus. Same deal. Won't you listen to this? I love this text. I hope you love it as much as I do. Romans 8:38 and 39 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death is something that separates, doesn't it? But he said, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." That's some pretty great truths to know, isn't it? No condemnation to those who are where? That are in Christ. No condemnation. What else? No separation. How long has the Master loved us? You ever think about it? How long has the Lord loved us? You know, the Scripture says that He was slain from the foundation of the world. Before He ever said, "Let there be light," He set His affection and His love upon His people. Isn't that a glorious thing? And He determined that He would die to save His people. And He says that nothing will ever. And He gives you a challenge. It's just like He's issuing a challenge. Nothing will separate you from it. Height, depth, death, life, angels. It just gets like a challenge. Nothing separates you from His love. Those are two great truths to know, aren't they? We're looking at what we know. We know there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We know there's no separation from His love. He loved you before the world began. He loved you the day He saved your soul. And He'll love you for how long? He'll love you forever. That's a tremendous thing to remember. No condemnation, no separation. You know something else? There's no casting out either. There's no casting out either. John chapter 6 and verse 37 says this, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. He doesn't say, I sure hope they might. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that comes to me, I'll no wise. That means no way. If someone asks me to do something, then I'm definitely not going to do it. You know what I say? No way. I ain't doing it. No way, no how. That's what he says. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast them out. He won't cast you out the day. Listen, he won't cast you out the day you come. He won't cast you out any time after that either. Let's put all three of those together. No condemnation. No separation. No casting out. That's what the Scripture says. That's what the Scripture says. No condemnation of those in Christ. No separation from His love. No casting out. Isn't that a glorious salvation? Isn't that a glorious salvation? Now, here's the next thing I know. I want to talk a little bit about Tiffany. I was her pastor. This is what I knew about her. We're focusing on what we know. I knew she knew what the gospel was. I knew she knew it. She heard me preach on it time and time and time again. About every young person and old person in our church knows 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. That's the definition of the gospel message. How can a person be saved if they don't know what the gospel is? You got to know what the gospel is. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. And He rose again the third day. You ask me, you say, Jeff, why are you saved? I'm saved because my faith is that Jesus died for me. He was buried and rose again the third day. That's why I'm saved. Romans 1:16, He calls the gospel the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. When I talk to someone and I ask them, are they saved? You would be surprised what a preacher hears. Well, I've always done the best that I can. The best you can ain't good enough. You need a Savior. You need a Redeemer. And that's Jesus. That's Him. Tiff knew the gospel. We talked about it. She knew it was the power of God to salvation to everyone that believed it. And yes, she could define it. Also, she knew what it is. Also know, I know she knew the gospel. That's a good thing to know about somebody, isn't it? I know that she knew the gospel. I also know that she called and asked Jesus to save her. I was also there when she done that. I talked to her 2 or 3 different times. I wanted to make sure that she, I always try to make sure they understand. You know what I'm saying? So many times I'll have a meeting more than once, especially when they're younger. I want to know that they understand what I'm saying. So I went over it again. I called another meeting. The next meeting I called, she had a whole notebook. She really didn't. She had the prettiest handwriting, she had the prettiest handwriting anybody ever saw in my life. I mean, it was awesome looking. And when she came this time, next time, she even had notes and scripture verses and references. I know she knew the gospel. I also knew that she called and asked Jesus to save her. I was also there when she done that too. I was witness to both of those things. What did the Bible say about the thief on the cross in Luke 20, or in Acts 2? But you see an example in the thief on the cross. Whosoever does what? Calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're saved, then there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And if you're saved, there's no separation from His love. And if you're saved, there's no casting out either. Isn't that a glorious thing? Isn't that a tremendous salvation to have? I know she knew the gospel. I know she called and asked the Lord to save her. Y'all know what her favorite song was, right? Her favorite song, I think it's 299, isn't it? You know why I know it's 299? Because anytime I say, now what would y'all like to hear us sing tonight? Or what would you like for us to sing this morning? Tiff would go, 299. Amazing Grace was her favorite song. That's what she liked more than anything else. She never asked for, I'm telling you, she never asked for any other song as a request from me other than that one. That was always it. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. That was her favorite song. She loved it. I know that. I know she knew the gospel. I know she called and asked the Lord to save her. I know her favorite song was Amazing Grace, man. I know she loved that. She realized salvation was by grace. Number four, I know she had a compassion for others who didn't have. That's a good fruit, isn't it? Tiff always had a compassion for others who didn't have. Year before last, we had camp down at Beach Fork Lake. We had the best time in the world with her. And one of the things, well, I didn't realize this was illegal. You know you're not supposed to feed the deer down there? I didn't know that. And one of my favorite pictures is Tiff with the pastor's wife feeding the deer. That's what they were doing. And I was filming them. Do it. She'd stick a little hand out. And eventually that deer got it out. That's one of my favorite memories about her. Boy, she just turned around and smiled. And I showed that to people here in the church. And they didn't appreciate it as much as I did. They said, Pastor, you know they could throw you in jail for that? I said, no, I didn't know that at all. But we had an awful good time with her. We was getting ready. There's about four of them. The other kids were doing something else. Not one of them was Tiff. And they wanted to go down to the arcade. They had one of them claw machines, you know, where you can win them stuffed animals. She wanted to do that. And she used my money to do that, by the way. I want you to know. So anyway, I gave her some money, and all of us four, we went down there. We went down there to that arcade. So I was over here with the other kids, and I watched her. I thought this was really nice. You know, she won three of them. I watched her. She won three of them. I counted how many dollars Jay owed me. She seen three of them. Yeah. She had three of them. So I sat there and watched her. And there was two other little girls. There's two other little girls by that crane machine. And you know what she did? She took her one. She put her in a little pocket. And she'd give each one of them little girls one. Never said anything to me about it. I saw it. And we was walking back home. I said, Tiff, you won three, didn't you? She said, yeah, but Jeff, those two other little girls, they didn't have any. I thought that was awesome. I thought that was a brilliant thing for her to do and a kind thing for her to do. I know she knew the gospel. I know she called upon the name of the Lord. I know her song, favorite song was Amazing Grace. This is what I know. I know she had compassion on those who didn't have. And you know what else I know? I also know that for those that are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. And there's no separation from His love. And that our God will in no wise cast His people out. All God's people said, Amen.